There you are. This meeting was supposed to start 10 minutes ago. Look, whatever. You're here now. So close the door and take a seat. Oh, you know Miss Dip from HR.
Yes, we've spoken before. Once or twice.
She's here in an official capacity.
But really, I want to see if we can resolve this unofficially first.
Well, I've had several complaints from female staff who very much want to make this official. I think we've gone past friendly warnings, don't you?
Oh, let's hear from both sides, shall we? Then we can decide on the next course of action.
Fine. Okay, so I've got complaints here that women find you uncomfortable to be around, that you leer at them and you check out their asses, and on occasion, you even peer down their tops. Are you seriously blaming me for hiring hot women?
Mrs. Keats, I'm sure that's not what he meant. But you really shouldn't comment on your female or any co-workers like that.
Even right now, right this second, you are talking to my chest. My eyes are up here. They're up here, mister. Look, you little shit.
Let's not get heated. Clearly, that's an inappropriate attitude.
Inappropriate? Is that all?
Yes, but we're here to explain that and educate him on what is and isn't appropriate in the workplace.
If I had it my way, I'd have fired your ass as soon as these complaints came in.
Yes, but you know you can't do that, and I am here to mediate what happens next.
He gets off with an official warning, but if he so much as winks at a female member of this company, I'll have security drag him out.
Now, let's not be hasty.
Hasty. I've got a complaint here that he's been rubbing himself against women, pretending to squeeze past them as an excuse to grind his groin across them. It's disgusting.
That could have been purely accidental.
What about this one? Patting women on the bottom. That is not how you tell your coworkers they're doing a good job.
Look, we need you to assure us that this behavior will stop.
That's not enough. I want this little pervert issued an official warning.
Oh, do we need to go that far? I mean, look, I'm sure we can all work together to sort...
Stop being an apologist, okay? You're taking his side.
I'm not taking anyone's side. I am here to help everyone.
Help him. Help him. He's groping the female staff. What does he have to do for you to take action? Does he have to jerk off in front of the middle of the office? And you can wipe that smile right off your face. I insist we give him a formal and final warning.
Okay, if you really want that.
Oh, you bet I do.
Okay, this will be added to your personal record, I'm afraid, and I will schedule regular meetings to ensure that your behavior...
Why are you laughing? Are you texting on your phone? Right in the middle of a disciplinary?
This really isn't the behavior I'd expect, you know.
Oh, I don't care. I do not care who your father is. Is that who you're texting? Oh, that's the CEO. He never calls me. I didn't even know he had my number.
He's your father.
Hello? Oh, hello, sir. Yes, I'm with your son right now. Well, as a matter of fact, We're in the middle of a disciplinary action at the moment. But sir, I really don't think that's appropriate. I appreciate he's your son, but sir, I've worked here for 10 years, and no, I understand. I'm so sorry, sir. It won't happen again, sir. Yes, sir. Anything he wants, anything at all. Well, I'd like to drop my request for a formal warning.
You would?
Yes, and in fact, offer an apology. I was mistaken. Clearly, there has been a misunderstanding.
But complaints have been submitted.
Well, I mean, as you said, we don't have to make this official. I'm sure we can come to an off-the-record understanding.
But you were adamant.
Look, I think we just leave this here, draw like a line under it, you know, and move on.
Very well. however, I think we should still remind ourselves of what is considered inappropriate behavior in the workplace. Clearly, some women are feeling uncomfortable around him, and
I really don't think there's a need for that. He can just, you know, he can carry on just like he is.
Well, I think his behavior still needs addressing. There are other employees to consider.
Oh, nope. No, there aren't. Nope. we really don't want to trouble you any further. I'm so sorry we called you in here. If I had known your father was who your father was, I assure you that, apologize? Yes, of course. I must sincerely, what, from the floor? as in on my knees? Very well.
Me too.
Yeah, if he says so.
But this will just encourage him. This is crazy.
Do you want to lose your job? Do you? I don't. So get the fuck down here with me.
Lose our jobs?
Yes. So kneel with me and say you're sorry.
I can see why women just like it.
Shh. So we, that is both of us, would like to apologize for this terrible understanding and assure you that it won't happen again. Will it?
No, of course not.
Are you sure about this? We're offering him carte blanche to treat women however he wants.
As senior manager of this department, I'd like to... I'm not. So, how would you like me to refer to myself?
Here, you cannot refer to women like that.
No, it's okay. So, as a totally worthless fuck whore, a dumb bitch, I acknowledge that good office eye candy is to be appreciated.
To.
Yes, do as he tells you for both of our sakes.
I am a fuck whore. A dumb...
No, I can't. I will not say this misogynistic crap.
Look, I cannot lose this job, not now. After all the work I put in to run this department, so suck it up and just do as he says.
You would do that? You would have your father ruin our careers? You fucking bastard!
Whoa, she doesn't mean that. Look, she's clearly a nasty, worthless fuck whore. Just like me. Prove it. prove it how. Okay.
Do what whores do.
He means suck his dick, obviously.
Oh, he can't be serious. He... Oh, my God. He's passed out.
And what a magnificent cock it is, too. Isn't it? I said, isn't it?
Yes. Magnificent.
It's nice and thick, and a good length too. my husband's? Oh yes, yours is, actually much better. Much better, bigger. So much bigger.
Yes, a beautiful, beautiful dick.
Let me show you how much this whore loves it.
Mrs. Kate, what are you doing?
Saving our careers.
What is going on? I cannot believe you're doing this. It is so demeaning.
Is this okay, sir? Is this what you want? Your boss, sorry, your cock whore, sucking on your cock?
How can you lower yourself like this?
Because I want... I need this job.
You dirty slut. I cannot believe that you're degrading yourself like this. In fact, you're degrading all women.
I'm doing only what I have to.
No. No, I most certainly am not.
No, absolutely not. I'm not sucking your cock. Ridiculous.
Just do it.
I will do no such thing.
You heard who his father is.
I don't care. What are you doing? Get off me! What have you gone crazy? Get off me!
Open your mouth. Show him what you're willing to please him. Show him that you're willing to please him too.
I'm not willing to please him. I'm not.
There we go. Oh, go on. Shove your dick into her mouth as I hold her mouth open.
Oh, no.
What's wrong? You were so happy to see his side before. There you go. Take it a little deeper. Come on, come on. Ooh, there you go. There you go. That's it. Take it nice and deep.
Please.
Oh, come on. You can take it deeper than that. Yeah, you like that? Does her throat feel good? Tell your father how I'm supporting you at our company. Thank you, thank you. I am happy to help our CEO's son. Really happy.
You self-serving bitch! You ass-licking!
My turn again? My turn again? Sir, I'd be so happy to. Come on. There you go.
Disgusting. Whoring yourself like this just because of who his father is.
Just making the best out of this situation.
Crazy. Mm. Just crazy. Mrs. Kate, by being his willing slut, you're signaling that all the women here can be his playthings.
Nothing worth having. Like this job. Comes easy.
Great. So what next? Should we send a memo round? From now on, all women are to wear heels and short skirts. Should we ban bras in the office? Let this pervert have his way because of who his father is. No, that was not a great idea. I was joking.
Do you like that, sir? Your own office full of whores to play with. Because I can make that happen.
What are you saying?
I hear an opening on the board coming up once Jackson retires. If you were to put in a word with your father, then maybe I could. I don't know. Well, let's say it would be a lot more fun around here for you.
You're selling us all out for favors with his daddy.
Oh, my God. Shut up, you sanctimonious bitch.
My God, off me. Let go. Let go of me.
Maybe taking his cock again will shut you up.
Up. No, please, again.
Deeper this time. Balls deep. As I hold her right in her place. Yes, sir. Please wrap her hair around your fist like a handle. Don't give her an inch to pull away. Stuff your cock down her throat until you bottom out. Yes, sir. Of course. I would be delighted to rim you. Here you go.
Is there nothing? Is there nothing you wouldn't do?
I'm happy to be a good slut and get my face between his ass cheeks. Is this how you want to use women? You sluts? How to suck your cock and rim your ass.
This office. Writing on this sudden mystic. I am.
Of course. He does. He wants us women to be his playthings. Sometimes you just have to do what needs to be done. Fuck her mouth hard, like the worthless fucking slut she is. Yes, pound her mouth. Don't let her breathe. Force her to gag on your cock. Abuse her throat as I tongue your ass. Are you gonna come, sir? Are you gonna smooch your load all over his slutty face?
No, please, don't.
Spurt after spur. Slap her with it. Teach her a lesson for trying to discipline you for being you. What are you doing? Smear your cum all over her face, just like that.
Why do you need to degrade me like this?
Oh, you're right, sir. She doesn't look so prim and proper now, does she?
No. No, not with the chisel over my face.
Of course, sir. I'd be happy to clean her up.
What are you doing? I am only doing
as I have been instructed. Whatever it takes.
No, that's too much. You two are nasty. Oh.
Come on. Open wide.
No. Fucking way. You're not spitting his cum into my mouth.
You want to keep your job? You will. You don't like his cum being spat back in your mouth? Then why don't you spit it back into mine? I'm happy to show him I'm a team player.
You two are sick.
Yeah. Who'd have thought bucking for a promotion could be such a slutty, dirty job?
Do you really think his father is going to look at you favorably if you act like a depraved whore?
It sure is fucking fun finding out.
You are twisted if you think crawling about on your knees begging for cum is fun.
Oh, you are such a stuck-up spoil sport. You know what you need?
Yeah, look at me. I need to leave. I need to shower.
Nope. You need to come.
What?
Oh, you heard me. You need to come your fuddy-duddy brains out.
I most certainly do not. Ow! Get your hand out from my skirt! Leave me alone!
Not until we both come.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop touching me there! Are you touching yourself as well? Oh my god, what's going on?
Just go with it. Go with it. Go with it, mister. Do as you're told so we can keep our jobs. That's better. That's much better.
Don't like this.
Your wet little pussy says otherwise. You are soaking wet. It's okay. I am too. Put your hand in my panties. Come on, put your hand in my panties. See? No, finger me. There we go. I can taste it on your mouth. I could have licked it right out of you. Twisted. Stop thinking and put another finger inside. Look, Sarah's jerking his cock as he watches us.
But again already.
Are you gonna come again as you watch us finger fuck each other?
Yeah, it was just how much spunk you have in this
Please. Oh, please, sir. Jerk your cock. While we play. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Yeah, stand over us and jerk that cock. Can we both come, sir? Did we have your permission? Treat us like live action porn. Oh, you're such a stud, sir. We're so lucky, you and your inexhaustible balls.
To you if they need emptying again.
Mine too.
And let me just clean up Mrs. Keats here.
With your tongue?
Of course.
Leave your cum on our faces?
For the rest of the day.
As punishment.
So everyone here can see you just over us all the time.
Of course, sir. Of course. We are your office cum whores now.
Yes. We're the ones that should be disciplined.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for putting us in our place. Oh, and don't forget to tell Taddy that we're your good girls.
Maybe he'll remember us when annual bonuses come around.
Hey.
Oh,
God. Yes, look at us getting through that.
Good job, Mrs. Keats.
Yay. I hope I didn't breathe into the mic. I get a little bit distracted, and I forget where the mic is sometimes. I think that went okay. Ooh, let me stop recording.